The title of this presentation is Exploring the Effect of Teaching Methods on Students' Learning of School Informatics. Let me start with the current state of school informatics. The informatics subject is basically more difficult to teach than traditional subjects. And it lacks an extensive research base of teaching materials like the one in mathematics education. Then we have a new curriculum, national curriculum from 2006 in Norway, which puts emphasis on a set of well-defined informatics topics, but it does not provide clear information on teaching methods. Finally, there is little research on teaching methods and their effect on learning. Therefore, there is a need for research to gain knowledge on how informatics should be taught to achieve the learning goals. Given this background, the research goal is which teaching methods do students find most helpful in learning school informatics? Basically, I used 10 teaching methods. The first is teaching with blackboard or overhead projector. The second is demonstration of software tools. The third is solving software exercises with teacher assistance. Number four is project work over several days or weeks. Number five is group work under the guidance of the teacher. Number six is individual problem solving. Number seven is homework, assignments, and ask friends, siblings, or parents for help. Number eight is reading textbooks and user manuals. Number nine is using study material made online by the teacher. And finally, present solutions to problems in front of the class. As you can see, most teaching methods are traditional methods. I didn't use any innovative teaching method. Then I categorized the teaching methods according to four categories. The first category is teaching methods and learning theories. The second category is formal and informal teaching methods. Number three is the type of interactions involving teaching methods. And finally, teaching methods and the learning pyramid. When it comes to teaching methods and learning theories, I used basically three learning theories. The first is behaviorist learning, the second is constructivist learning, and the third one is sociocultural learning. Two methods are associated with behavioristic learning: classroom teaching and demonstration of software tools. Four methods are linked to constructivist learning: solving software exercises with teacher assistance, individual problem solving, reading textbooks and user manuals, and using study material made online by the teacher. Likewise, four methods are associated with sociocultural learning: project work, group work, homework assignments, and student presentation in front of the class. The second category is formal and informal methods. Four methods are associated with formal methods. Number one, two, three, and five, which means teaching with blackboard, demonstration of software tools, solving software exercises with teacher assistance, and group work. Two methods are associated with formal and informal methods: project work and using study material made online by the teacher. And finally, four methods are linked to informal methods, or are considered as informal methods: individual problem solving, homework, assignments, reading textbooks and user manuals, and present solutions to problems in front of the class. The third category is are methods and their interactions. Basically, we have many interactions. We have teacher-student interaction, student-student interaction, student-textbooks interactions, student-friends, parents, siblings interactions, student-internet interactions, and student-software tool interactions. Two methods are associated with teacher-student interactions, number one and number two. Three methods are associated with the student-student interactions, number 4, 5, and 10. One method is associated with the student-textbooks interaction, method number eight. Number 7 is linked to student, friends, parents, and siblings interactions. Method number 9 is linked to student internet interactions. And finally, two methods are associated with student software tools interactions, namely number 3 and number 6. Then I looked at the learning pyramid. The learning pyramid is a model that measures the learning effect of different teaching methods. For example, lecturing has a learning effect of 5%, reading 10%, audiovisual 20%, demonstration 30%, discussion 50%, and then here I introduced a new category which is not included in the original model, namely in method number 3 and 6, solving software exercises with teacher assistants and individual problem solving. These methods have a learning effect of approximately 55%. And then practice doing, which is associated with project work, has a learning effect of 75%. And finally, teach others, which has a learning effect of 90%. The research design, I use several methods, a survey questionnaire, open-ended questions, trainee teachers' reports, observations of trainee teachers' activities during their teaching practice. The participants were two trainee teachers with two different classes, class 1 and class 2, and 40 school students. In class 1, we had 15 students, and in class 2, 25. Teaching tasks were basically based on database design using Dreamweaver and MySQL. The synthesis of the results, as you can see, you can see the first, the most useful method was the project work over several weeks and days or days. The second was solving software exercises with teacher assistants. The third is demonstration software tools. Number 4 was teaching with Blackboard and overhead projector. Number 5, reading textbooks. Number 6, individual problem solving. Number 7, group work. Number 8, using study materials made only by teachers. And number 10 was present solution to problems in front of the class. And number 10 was homework assignments. Project work was the best method according to the students. This is in line with the learning pyramid. Project work promotes social cultural learning, social interactions, formal and informal ways of learning, but some students were not confident in the presentation part of the project. But this method is very important when it comes to be prepared for a workplace where teamwork and group dynamics are very very important. Number 2, solving software exercises with the teacher assistants. This method supports constructivist learning, where the teacher plays an important role in providing help. And this method may be also very important when it comes to students' future professional career. And it is in line with the spirit of the subject as a practical subject. Number three is demonstration software tools. This is normally a behavioristic and formal method in which the interaction is mainly between teacher and students. This method is not quite in line with the learning pyramid, but when it comes to instruct students to learn software functionalities, the method is very important. But it is highly dependent on competent teachers, otherwise students will probably remain passive. Number four was teaching with blackboard and overhead projector. This method seems to be relatively important in stark contrast to the learning pyramid. And this method is highly dependent on the teacher and the quality of information provided. Number five was reading textbooks and user manuals. This method seems to be important in contrast to the learning pyramid. But the learning effect of these methods depends on the quality of the textbooks provided and other material made online. Number six, individual problem solving, which refers to students who are supposed to learn by themselves. But this method does not automatically work by itself without teacher help because of the complexity of software programming tasks. Number seven was group work under the guidance of the teacher. Also, this method is not in line to the learning pyramid, but it fosters student-student interactions and social cultural learning, similar to project work. But unless group work is linked to project work, it will not have the desired learning effect. Number eight was using study material made online by the teacher. But this method is important when it comes to consider informatics as a practical subject, because it is not appropriate to put a lot of theoretical material on the web. But unless the method is directly aimed at practical tasks, eventually web-based online material has little learning effect. Nine was the method is a present solution to problems in front of the class. As I said before, many students did not like presenting their work to the class, even though the methods has 90% learning effect according to learning pyramid, because it requires confidence and trust to be able to present solutions in front of the student. And number 10 was homework and assignments. This method is unrealistic for most students to expect that they can get help by friends, siblings, and parents, because informatics uses specialized application based on relatively complex logic. Therefore, ordinary people have little chance to help students. Even software people must have been involved in the specific task to be of greater help. Summary of results. Project work seems to be the most preferred method. Students doing exercises and being instructed by teachers make better progress than those who are expected to learn entirely by themselves, which means individual learning. The results confirm the importance of teacher-directed instruction. Another result is that good textbooks and study material is still very important. The software demonstration of software tools are still useful. And finally, there was an emphasis on constructivist learning is not supported by this work. Conclusions. This is a small sample with a limited resource source material. That it means that it's difficult to generalize to other classes. But there are a few research, similar research studies. So this is this is very important to study informatics and associated teaching methods. It is important to connect teaching methods to learning theories and didactical concepts. And more research studies are needed to build a base of materials like the one in mathematics education. Thank you for your attention.